Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
A shift in the media landscape as Rupert Murdoch steps down from Fox News and News Corp at the age of 92. It was announced today that the media mogul will retire, with his son Lachlan Murdoch succeeding him, becoming the sole chairman of News Corp and continuing as chair and CEO of Fox. The transition between father and son was released in a memo to staff. With more on this story, analysis and investigations editor with Global and presenter of the News Agents podcast, Lewis Goodall joins us now. You're very welcome, Lewis, to the programme. Can you tell us more about this decision to step down, his career spanning seven decades?
It is a really important moment. Whether you like him or loathe him, there is probably no one who has been more influential on our media, certainly in Britain, in the United States, Australia, and elsewhere as well, than Rupert Murdoch. He's probably the last great figure, or one of the last great figures of the 20th century. And I think there was an assumption, I mean, it's cliche to sort of invoke Succession, the HBO series, but I think there was an assumption, a bit like Logan Roy in that, on whom, of course, he was basically based, that he would kind of just keep working until the very end. But he's announced, to some surprise today, that he's stepping down as chairman of both News Corp and Fox, but he's going to stay on as emeritus chairman. But it is clear that power is passing to his son Lachlan, and it ends a seven-decade career, which, as I say, has been absolutely transformational in all sorts of ways, for good or ill.
What do we know about Lachlan Murdoch, and what can we expect then as he becomes leader of this media empire?
I think it's continuity. Look, I mean, Rupert Murdoch has effectively been grooming his son Lachlan to take over from him for a long time now. He is obviously very familiar with the business, working for his father for an extended period. And I think the sense is generally that this is a sort of steady-as-you-go appointment, and that the overall strategy of the company, which has been getting smaller and focusing on kind of what it's good at. I mean, remember, only a few years ago, Murdoch's companies were still owning, you know, for example, Sky B in the UK. They wanted to make that even bigger. They were a big content producer, and they're still making content, but they're making less content than they used to be in terms of production and so on. And part of the reason for that in drama and all those sorts of things is because they just couldn't compete. Even an institution as mighty as Murdoch's companies couldn't compete with the big streaming giants that were suddenly coming along and cannibalizing everything. So, of course, he's sold Sky and others to NBC, Comcast. So they will continue to consolidate, I think, on what they're good at, which is, and what certainly Murdoch was always fascinated most by, which is American politics, Fox, and maintain their influence through those companies. That said, of course, there will be interesting questions, particularly for the UK market, and of course Ireland, to some extent, being part of that, in terms of what happens to the big newspapers that he owns, you know, for example, The Sun, speculation about the future of The Sun, The Times, and also Talk TV, which is a TV version of talk radio, which is, well, they've got some very, very highly paid, talented stars on it, but in terms of the viewers they're getting, not being particularly successful. So I think there are rumours that Lachlan is not particularly keen on things like talk TV, and that could be for the chop.
Really? Okay. Just finally then, maybe that is why shares rose upon the announcement of the news today, up 2%.
Well, look, I mean, I think there is a sense, right, that Rupert Murdoch, he is this sort of titanic figure. And let's, you know, again, re-emphasize, there are lots of people who would say that he's been, had a toxic influence on British and American politics. But nonetheless, he's obviously been the head of that company for such a long time. There is a sense, though, that you cannot, even Rupert Murdoch, cannot stop the progress of time. And he's 92, and there have been rumors about, you know, his acuity and so on. And so doubtless shareholders and the markets responding to the idea positively that the company is going to be under new leadership, albeit kind of the old leadership, but that there will no longer be questions about Rupert Murdoch being at the top of that company and the succession, not the pun, is assured.
Very interesting to speak to you. Thank you very much. That is Lewis Goodall.